The lucidity of the Latin sentence will be secured, 3, by arranging the accessory sentences in their natural order, that is, in the order of the logical sentence of thought or details, which in narrative means the order of time. The consul summoned the Senate away from that spot to the Flaminian Meadows, where the Temple of Apollo now stands, in order to give no opportunity for the insinuation. The insinuation is, of course, connected with the previous meeting place, not with the Flaminian Meadows. The Latin is therefore, itaque inde consules ne criminationi locus esset, imperata Flaminia, ubi nuncae de Sapolinis est, avocavere senatum. He did not venture to make any objection to giving up the slave to torture, although he considered that the slave was devoted to him and had been so to his father, for he was a mere boy at the time, etc. Here the subject of the subordinate clauses, being the subject of the principal sentence also, should be placed at the beginning, the circumstances connected with the subject following in their natural logical order, thus. Hic quae sed illo tempore puer, et illa quaestio de patris sui morte constitui diceretur, et si illum servum et sibi benevolum esse et patri fuisse arbitraretur, nihil ausus est recusare. Interea opianicus, cuiam convalesceret, nequi in falerno improbitatem coloni diutius ferre posset, et uc ad urbem profectus esset, cecidisse ex aequo dicitur. Observe the order. He was well enough to go out. He had a reason for leaving home. He started to town and had a fall from his horse. Adopting an expedient employed by old of the founders of cities, who by convoking a crowd of men of unknown and low origin, imposed upon the world by the assertion that the population had sprung from the earth, Romulus opened as a sanctuary the spot which now lies in enclosures between the two sacred groves as you come down from the capital, with the intention of attracting population, for he was afraid his great city would be uninhabited. Will this translate into Latin in its present order? Examine it for a moment. Something is done in a particular way with a motive in consequence of a misgiving. The real order in which the thing developed itself in the mind of Romulus is this. First comes a misgiving, then the desire to obviate the evil, then the determination how to do so, and lastly, the thing done. This, then, is the Latin order. Dende nevan urbis magnitud esset, adiciendae multitudinis causa, vetere consilio condenti urbes, qui obscuratque humilem conciendo ad se multitudinem, natae terra sibi prolem e mentiebantur, locum qui nunc septus descendentibus inter duos lucos est, asylum aperit. Cativolcus rex dimidiae patris eburonum, qui una cum ambigurine consilio inierat, aetate iancum factus cum laborem, aut belli, aut fugae ferre non posset, omnibus precibus detestatus ambi origem qui eius consilii auctor fuisset, taxo cuius magnin Gallia Germaniaque copiast, se ex animavit. Here the leading thought is Cativolcus se ex animavit. Subordinated to it are the means by which his purpose was effected, the occupation of his last moments, and the motive for the act. The arrangement in Latin is natural and logical. First, the subject and all connected with it, an explanatory apposition. Second, the sense of the growing evils of age. Third, the resolve arising from it. Fourth, the conduct which followed from it and the means selected for the act. And lastly, the act itself.